listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ. Live special edition. Historic edition, really. Straight out of Vegas. Why historic? First time ever on a major radio network. A Super Bowl prop betting special. Think about it. Fox Sports Radio, as big as it gets, noon Eastern time, saying let's do an hour gambling, Super Bowl gambling. We're moving forward. Guys, if you're a bettor, if you love this stuff, just every couple months there's an advance, something that years ago you would have thought, how could that be? It is. Joined in studio, Steve Fezzik. Let's give Fezzik a little credit. He gets heat. Let's give him a little credit. Flies down to Atlanta. That's not easy for him. Imagine Rain Man in the airport. Hey, he's looking left, looking right, looking up. It's not easy, right? No. Go ahead, Fez, jump in.
Rain Man doesn't fly, RJ.
Exactly. There's a reason for that.
Qantas.
Fezzik somehow flew all the way down to Atlanta. He's there grinding, shaking hands, say, you know, oh, yes, I am Fezzik, you know, looking a little sheepish, but you can see the twinkle in his eye, how happy he is. Then he flies back Friday night, gets back about midnight. You think, okay, that's good enough, see him Monday. No, last night, Saturday night, 11 p. You made it in, right, Fezzik?
Absolutely.
11 p. with Bernie Fratto, weekend edition, puts in an hour. Then Sunday morning, puts in an hour. Fez, got to give you a little bit of credit. Also, Brad Powers in studio. I'm RJ Bell. We got three best bets coming up this hour, guys. And we're going to spread them out throughout the show. In the second block, we're going to have a best bet from Brad. Third block, best bet from Fez. The fourth block, best bet for me. Jonas, do you have any props for us? You have a prop you love.
Listen, there are certain people that are really good at things. There are certain people that are really bad at things. I am atrocious at picking prop bets. Maybe bet the coin flip.
Should we just fade it maybe? Should we just have you do a
prop? I'm into it.
All right. So figure out your – think about it.
Yes.
But here's the trick when you fade, though. You can't fake it. Like, say, I really like this other side, so I'm going to – no. Genuinely, what's your best prop? Fez, you want to commit us three, puts 500, we'll just combine for a $500 bet against it?
Absolutely.
No, I'm serious.
I'm serious too.
All right, so Jonas, that will be in the D block, so right before 1 o'clock Eastern. Jonas, without any conferring with us, we don't want to hear a word about it. Jonas will give a prop in the D block. We will bet $500 against it here in Vegas. We'll tweet out the ticket. You think we're kidding? We're not. That's why when we say you can't have pros without Joes, he is Jonas Knox.
And it's always good to be here, RJ, especially on a Super Bowl Sunday here on Straight Out of Vegas on Fox Sports Radio. So we start with the big question we've had all week long, the status of Todd Gurley. What is going on with Todd Gurley? Now, Sean McVay, Rams head coach, said over the weekend he expects Todd Gurley to have a bounce-back game. He expects a bounce-back performance from his all-world running back. But this coming out a short time ago, according to running backs coach Skip Pete of the LA Rams, that going forward, they're going to have more of a split workload, including later tonight in the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots. And apparently, according to Skip Pete, running backs coach for the Rams, they told Todd Gurley this a couple of weeks ago. So, RJ, how does Vegas view the newest news that just came out on Todd Gurley?
Wow. I mean, let's forget the specifics and let's talk like blind resume kind of deal. Is you have one of the three best running backs in the NFL highest paid. Also, you could make the case, Fez, and tell me if you agree, one of the five most valuable non-quarterbacks. Let's say 6 weeks ago, if you would have made a list, most valuable non-quarterbacks in the NFL, Gurley's in the top five, correct?
Oh, absolutely. MVP candidate midway through the year.
Okay, so you have a top five non-quarterback guy, and then you're saying, well, here's what's going to happen, is he's going to get a little banged up, and they're going to get a pickup, oh, a big trade maybe. No. Someone that hadn't been signed the entire year. The 32 teams said, no, thank you, week one, week two, week three. That person is going to step up off the couch and come up and pretty much take this top five guy's job. I mean, it's ludicrous. It couldn't be a Disney movie. I mean, it's ludicrous. So what is going on? Now, you had another report, Fez, that maybe lends a little insight. Give us that report.
Yeah, very similar. Just Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, reporting exactly what Jonas said, that Gurley is not going to be the workhorse this Sunday, expected to split carries like he did with C.J. Anderson. Let's be honest, he didn't even split carries the last game. Gurley only got four carries. C.J. Anderson, all 235 pounds of him off the couch. C.J. got 16 of the carries.
So the question is, what's going on? We've been asking it all week. We were on Radio Row, searching high, searching low for answers. I didn't get any. One thing I'll say quickly, because it's only a rumor and I'm not reporting it, I'm just being a human being and saying some people are speculating maybe this is some kind of privacy matter, that there's something clearly wrong. And imagine, and I'm not saying this is with Gurley at all, but imagine if Gurley were diagnosed with cancer, let's say. Would he necessarily have to tell people? And Colin Cowherd and I were talking about this on Friday. And by the way, our podcast, live from Radio Row, me and Colin, up right now. You can see it on my Twitter account, at RJ in Vegas. I thought it was quite a good discussion. He and I went back and forth a good bit on some of this. And now I think about it, we were talking about this. You know, when it comes to people's private health records, status, you know, we in this country have a presumption, a right to privacy with that stuff. NFL has their, yeah, you got to report your injury status rule. But I think even the NFL is going to say, if it's something that's extra sensitive, you know, how can they obligate them to give up their right that you can't do? I mean, that's kind of one of the premises of rights. No employee or employer could obligate you to do otherwise. So if I had to make a guess, let's just 10 seconds each. If you had to make a guess, Fez, when the story is written on what happened to Gurley, what's your guess we're going to find out? Let me start. My guess is there's something that isn't being improperly hidden. No way would the Rams just keep lying and find out, oh no, his knee really was really hurt. They would not do that because it would get too much attention later. My guess is that we're going to find out there's something hindering him, but it's unconventional. It might be physical. It might be emotional. It's something hindering him that they don't think they need to or would even be right to say publicly. That's my guess. Does anyone agree with that?
I definitely agree with that.
What do you think?
I agree as well. You know, I'm thinking to myself, what could it be? Is it something mental?
It doesn't even matter, though, really, right? Because something mental doesn't happen all at once. Like people get the yips or whatever. When you say mental, you mean like emotional? Like,
yes.
Yeah. Jonas, any thoughts?
I think it's a health thing, whether it's something to do with the knee or, to your point, something more than that they can't speak about. I think it's definitely something along those lines. Because if it's
but those are two different things, though, right?
But, I mean, just generally health speaking. Because if it's not, he's got the worst contract in football. I mean, let's just say that now.
Well, I'll tell you this. If it's something that like a knee that should be reported, I think this would be a huge issue. I really – almost like a Bounty Gate level issue. That might sound crazy, but I really don't think when there's billions of dollars being bet on a game, you can lie about injuries and the NFL be okay with it. When the NFL is making deals with Caesars – right, for data and all that. They are now endorsing that, yes, we know betting is going on, and we're not doing anything to hinder it. At that point, I'm not even sure you need to do that as the NFL to have some responsibility, but certainly the NFL has responsibility at this point. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Jonas, what's up next?
We've got a market update on Super Bowl 53. We've been touching on this all throughout the course of the week. Movement in the game. Right now, it is staying put. The Patriots are a 2.5-point favorite. The over-under is at 56.
So, Fez, you are a master of complexity. Not always a good thing. What right now is the exact line? When you look at your screen and you consider all the books, because sometimes 2.5 can be 2.6, 2.7, 2.4, or with you, it could be 2.375, 8769. What's the current line?
2.42, RJ. Almost every book has 2.5, but what's significant is the books that don't have 2.5, a couple of them have 2, and I consider the books that are dealing New England -2 to be some of the sharpest books in the world.
So what you're saying is right now, and let's explain quickly, what's a sharp book? A sharp book is they are willing to take bigger bets from the best bettors. A guy like Fezzik, I don't know how you want to explain it. I'll let you do it. But there's some books here that restrict your betting in Vegas significantly. Quickly, 30 seconds, explain that.
Yeah, so their limit may well be $10,000 on a game for most bettors.
At the book, if let's say Jonas walks up, they would say, we're going to comp you a suite right away, right? But then how much would they let Jonas bet?
They'll let whatever you got in your backpack.
No, but there is the posted number, right?
Yeah.
Which is, let's say, 10,000.
Correct.
And what are you able to bet?
And they'll say, you know, Fez, we'll let you bet. You can have 5,000 on this game. We'll give you half the limit.
Okay. And then there's one place that will only let you bet once a day. You've got to come in. You can't bet throughout the day. You got to bet once a day. They don't want you picking them off throughout the day.
Yeah, they're fine for me to come in once every 24 hours, but I can't just sit in the book and pick off weak numbers that they may put up.
Now, there's other books that say bring it on, right? And they are the sharper books. So what happens, guys like Fezzik bet there, and their lines are more indicative of where the professionals are betting. So at this point, the odds of this baby going to 3 are pretty small.
Very, very unlikely.
So if you like the Pats, you might even want, or if you like the Pats, I think maybe you wait because 2 has a better chance than 3 at this point.
Yes, and I think we need to talk about the money line on the Pats as well.
All right, we will. Why don't we do that? Because actually, that's a great tease of the next segment. When we come back, this is specific to the Super Bowl. Usually it's just bet the spread. There's a way to use the money line. Just pick the winner in the Super Bowl that the professionals exploit every year. We will tell it to you.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Super Bowl Sunday here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From a hot air balloon landing on a car to a load of concrete falling on one, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas, special Sunday Super Bowl edition.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we'll talk about how you can bet like a professional when it comes to Super Bowl Sunday.
Brad, I'm taking the weather back, baby. You did a good job, correspondent, last week. Each weekday and some weekends, we have fun bringing the fun of Vegas straight to you. Right now on the Strip, 54 degrees, and the neon is coursing.
Guys, we've been talking about the Super Bowl Sunday betting line. We've been talking about the market update. There are not a lot of change. 2.5 on the side of the Patriots. The over-under is 56. But RJ, there's a way professionals use the money line to their advantage. Please explain.
Yeah, this is fascinating. Fez, people love recreational bettors, love the dog on the money line, the underdog on the money line. Explain why.
Yeah, because in the Super Bowl, this is the one time of the year you get so many people betting that really don't bet all year long. They come to the window and they're like, I want to bet the Rams. And the writer says, do you want the points? And they're like, points? No, I want the Rams to win. And so because of that, a disproportional number of the underdog bets come in on the underdog, not plus the points, but to win the game.
And I think it's not just, oh, I want the Rams, so the Rams bettors end up taking the Rams on the money line. Because under that same theory, if they went to the Pats, they would do the same thing and it would all even out and it would make it more money line bets in general. I think what happens is someone just wants action on the game. And they come up and they go through all the machinations of you could do this and you could do that. And what you find out is they don't understand the spread. And now if it's the money line, they'd rather bet a little to win a lot than a lot to win a little. So when the spread is below a field goal like the Pats are favored here, this phenomenon isn't as acute. But boy, imagine Giants against the Patriots when it was a 12-point spread. You know, what was the money line on the Pats? Let's say if it was a normal 12-point spread, Fez, minus what on a favor?
Yeah, minus 600.
Yeah, so the average bettor doesn't want to bet $12 to win two, right? But the idea that they could bet $2 to win eight or nine, that interests them. So how do professionals exploit it?
So we're, as pros, we are very patient. We wait for the public to come in and bet the Rams on the money line and wait for New England to get cheap on the money line in the other direction. And that's happening, RJ. New England was minus 140.
Slow down a second. All right, so let's explain what that means. And I'm not sure you could have said that any more confusingly. Let's do this. We do this about once a week. And by the way, guys, a lot of you might be hearing us for the first time. We are on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Fox Sports Radio, 200 stations, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific, an hour, as Jonas coined it, the pregame show America has always wanted. Why? We're getting you ready for that night's action. And we always pick all the big TV games and everything. But half of our audience, studies show, do not gamble. So even if you're not a gambler, you know, it's one of those things, sports bettors do it for the money, sports fans do it to know more than their buddies, and we think that's true. Now, here's what we do occasionally. We say, close your eyes, unless you're driving, close your eyes, and wipe your minds of what Fezzik said. Just wipe it away. Okay, now we have a clear mind. Here's what we'll say. Because there's a disproportionate amount of money on the Rams, on the money line, because of what we talked about. They just want to bet a little to win a lot. That gets expensive, all right? And then the Pats get cheap because it's like a seesaw, teeter-totter, right? One thing goes one way, one thing goes the other. Everyone, it's almost like everyone wants the red car. Oh, that purple car gets cheaper, all right? Well, in this case, the Rams on the money line is the red car. The Pats, it's the pink, purple, whatever, car, and because of that, it's discounted. So now we've got a 2.5 point favor, typically is what on the money line?
The Patriots would be minus 140.
140. What are we seeing right now on the money line?
The Patriots are minus 135, and RJ, it's getting cheaper seemingly every hour. It's dropping.
Yeah, so if you do like the Pats, here's a very reasonable consideration. Wait, wait, wait. And a half hour before the game, look at the money line. And if the money line's below minus 140 on the Pats, you're probably getting, or you're certainly getting a discount unless the spread drops, right? And then you got to consider that. But if the spread stays near where it is and you can get better than 140 on the money line for the Pats, that is the better bet. That's what the professionals do.
Guys, speaking of the New England Patriots, there is something special about what the Patriots do that ties into betting on the props. RJ, please explain.
Well, I don't even think, you know, that's such an interesting way you said that, Jonas, is that there's something special the Patriots do. And there really is. And it's the only team that we can't figure out. And when I say we, I mean Vegas. You know, Vegas is like, oh, Vegas, and rightfully so. Even Vegas can't figure it out. How do we prove that? Let's go from 2003 onward and just imagine you played the Pats and every NFL team every week blindly. So how good is this team against the spread? Okay, Patriots have been the most profitable team, 60% against the spread. The second most profitable team, 55%. Now you might think, oh, okay, 5%. That literally means the profit the Pats would have given you betting them blind is triple as big, three times as big as the number two team. So think there's 32 teams. You'd think the number one team, the number two team would be pretty close. There were only five teams that give you profit. The other teams, you would have lost just betting them blind because of the, you know, minus 110. You're going to lose on most teams just playing them blind. There were five teams you would have made a profit. Pats were one. The number two team had one-third as much profit. I mean, it's almost hard to imagine. It's like Tiger Woods having 30 majors and the second-best golfer having 10. I mean, it's like that extreme. And Fez, if we look into the props, it tells you that mathematically the Patriots shouldn't be this big of a favor.
Exactly right, because if you look at the underlying yardage expected in this game, both teams...
So you can bet over, under, total yards for the Rams, total yards for the Patriots, and that's about even. So they're saying Pats and the Rams are supposed to get the same amount of yards.
Correct. And given that, you would think the line on this game should be pick 'em if they're both going to get about the same number of yards, right?
Exactly. But the Patriots are favored by 2.5. Now, we could debate this. Why is this? On one hand, we could say, well, it's the premium. It's that Brady's got those dimples and the famous wife and Belichick's Belichick, and everyone wants to bet them. Now, that was your first thought, right, Fez? You thought this is a sign of a premium on the Pats.
Exactly. A point spread tax. But that's not what really is, RJ.
What do you think it is?
It's game management decisions. You know me, RJ. I hate almost every NFL team. I always feel like they're making the wrong decision.
If only they were as smart as you, Fez. Imagine what kind of success they would have.
But the one NFL team that I almost always agree with everything they do, it's the New England Patriots. They are the
they
master.
They must be right then.
They must be right. They're the master at doing the right thing, calling the timeouts at the right times, going for it at the right times during the game.
And I agree with that generally, is there's intangibles. And often we use the word intangible to mean character. There's intangibles when it comes to winning football games that you can't put into a mathematical equation. We can't predict it. Think of Football Outsiders. Think of all the analytics sites. Everyone's trying to predict things. Put the numbers in, get a power rating, adjust for situation, and in general, these computers are pretty good. In fact, Fez, the biggest line moves in the NFL are driven by computers. The biggest syndicates use computers. They can't figure out what data to put into the Patriots' numbers to truly account for how well they play. Every other team, the data and the performance are aligned. With the Patriots, it's not. The Patriots overperform almost every year their stats, and we're seeing the proof of it in the prop betting. Same amount of yards expected, Rams, Pats, but somehow the Patriots are favored by almost a field goal.
Guys, it is best bet time. We're going to sprinkle these in throughout the course of the show here on Straight Outta Vegas. And for that, we turn to none other than former weather correspondent here on Fox Sports Radio, Brad Powers.
Best bet for me, longest reception by New England running back James White. We're going to go over 15.5 yards. Here's what I've seen from the market. The sharps are betting James White props over. Receptions have gone from 4.5 to 6, total receptions in the game for James White. Yardage for James White, 45.5 receiving yards to 55 receiving yards. So I agree with those moves, but I don't want to pay the premium. Where can we get at James White here? I'm going to go longest reception over 15.5 yards, James White, New England.
Interesting. What do you think of that, Fez?
I love it. A derivative of a derivative bet that Brad is essentially getting at the opening number on James White for longest reception, so he doesn't have to pay any extra premium, despite the marketplace being ultra bullish on James White.
Good stuff from Brad Powers. In just 1 minute, we're not going to mess around. We're going straight to Steve Fezzik's prop best bet.
That's coming up next here on Straight Outta Vegas. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Isaac Lohenkron.
Jonas, Super Bowl 53 now 6 hours away from kicking off in Atlanta, where last night the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes was named NFL MVP and Offensive Player of the Year. The Rams' Aaron Donald was named Defensive Player of the Year. The Bears' Matt Nagy was named Coach of the Year. Speaking of the Chiefs, Adam Schefter reported a short time ago that the Chiefs fan who shined a laser in Tom Brady's face during the AFC Championship game has been identified, banned from Arrowhead Stadium for life, and will face charges from the Kansas City District Attorney. The Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2019 was unveiled Saturday night, including Ed Reed, Tony Gonzalez, Champ Bailey, Ty Law, and Broncos owner Pat Bowlen. NBA last night, LeBron James talked to Joe Varden of The Athletic about Kyrie Irving's phone call to apologize to LeBron last month. In comments first published this morning, James said, quote, "Me and Kyrie are in a good place right now. I love the man that he's becoming. I love the challenges he's accepted, and I always wish the best for him," unquote. As always, with comments from LeBron, read into them what you will. Back to Straight Outta Vegas with RJ Bell in 10 seconds, but first, a word from Farmers.
From a hot air balloon landing on a car to a load of concrete falling on one, we've covered it. Talk to Farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Jonas, back to you.
Thanks, Isaac. We are Straight Outta Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in about 12 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, we'll have some more best bets as the guys are going to fade whatever I pick as my prop of the game. Find out what that is coming up 12 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. He is the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Yeah, we're going to not just fade it with words. $500. When you know you got a good bet, guys, press it, right? So fading Jonas here, probably pretty strong. Speaking of a good bet, there's been some steam on the national anthem.
Cannonball. And then one more, he's right on top of it. Cannonball. Cannonball coming. Cannonball coming.
The bettor said, okay, Gladys Knight, length over under time to sing the song, national anthem. Opened up 109 seconds, over, up to 114 seconds, steam on the national anthem.
Guys, it is a best bet now here on Straight Outta Vegas, and for that, we turn it over to Steve Fezzik.
Tom Brady, under 300 pass yards. Love this bet. New England has run the ball 48% of the time in the playoffs. I expect it to continue.
So what's the typical league average throughout a season?
Throughout the season for Tom Brady and the
No. For an NFL team.
Oh, about 250.
All right. So no. what percentage of time do teams run the ball? You just quoted. See, one thing we try to do here, I might have said this to you a few times. One thing we try to do is when you give numbers that don't have any context, you want to say, is that high or is that low? Imagine someone that doesn't know what the human body temperature is. And someone said, oh, my God, he's got a fever of 104. Well, relative to what? 98.7. What is the average amount, percentage of running in the NFL? A
little bit over 40%.
All right. And the Pats are running?
48%.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what's going to happen? More New England runs means fewer New England passes for Brady. And because of that, it's going to be extremely difficult, I believe, for him to have enough pass attempts to get to 300 yards.
Extremely difficult? You think this is a 55% bet?
Yeah, 55% bet. And what I love about this is, predictably, the public has bet Brady upwards, RJ. Brady opened at 285 pass yards. Now he's at 300. How did it get to 300? That's not pros betting Brady over. That's the public betting the obvious greatest of all time quarterback to go over for pass yards.
Which, and this is something we talked about from Atlanta all week. I'm RJ Bell, Straight Out of Vegas. That was Steve Fezzik's best bet in the props. I like this one. because it is contrary. The public's going one way, you're going the other. And it's not just because you hate the public, which I think you probably do. You despise the average person. I mean, you have a mansion and a yacht. Maybe we should judge you. Maybe we shouldn't.
I am Elmer J. Foote, millionaire. I own a mansion and a yacht.
But you've come to look down on the average person. Would you say that's true?
Well, to the average better, yeah.
That's a great answer, actually. Like, you like the average person because, I mean, what's famous about Fezzik, this is probably the story people quote the most, is literally, this might be one of the greatest stories in the history of mankind, is the idea that a friend of ours, Steve Cofield, friend of the show, used to host on the weekend with us. He walked into 7-Eleven and the guy kept saying, "Oh, you're from ESPN, which Cofield is here locally. And he said, Fezzik was so smart when he was talking about this, 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 and this. And Cofield goes, "Wow, okay, you must really listen to the show." Now, this is a guy at 7-Eleven, the slushy guy. He says, "No." He goes, "Fezzik comes in here and we spend like 20 minutes every week talking about the NFL.
No.
So imagine.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Yes. True or false, Fez?
True.
So he'll get his slushy, and if someone will listen to him, he'll just talk.
Like a pack, right? A pack of those six crumb donuts and a Slurpee, and he's just talking NFL.
I mean, it is great. It is great. So, but that said, you like the people, you like the dumb batters too, because that's why you have a mansion and a yacht.
You know, it's a great point because it's...
Exploit them though.
Yes, I let them bet the heck out of something in the wrong direction like this, and then I can come over the top and fade the public before the game starts.
Okay, so quickly, and we'll do this like in 40 seconds, it fits into some of the general prop betting principles. You want to predict how the game's going to go. I like this bet more if you think the Pats are going to win, right? Because Brady's throwing less in the fourth quarter if they're winning.
Exactly right. Look at the Atlanta Super Bowl. Look at the Eagles Super Bowl. Brady throws for almost 500 yards. Of course, he has to throw every down because his team's behind in the second half.
And another concept is unders instead of overs, because under betting isn't fun. You're rooting against action, and over betting, you're rooting for action. That's what the public does. Speaking of action, Steve Fezzik, we were speculating this week over under number of prop bets you'd have in your pocket. Now, remember, we're going to be fading Jonas, so that's another one. And you think I'm kidding, maybe, out there. I'm going to tweet it out, a $500 ticket at RJ in Vegas. You'll see the proof. Follow me on Twitter. Whatever Jonas says in the next segment, we're betting 500 against it. Pros versus Joes, literally. Fez, where are we at right now with your over-under number of prop bets?
I currently have 21, RJ. I expect to have 30 by the time the game kicks.
Ooh. And here is Fezzik talking about how much he loves action.
Wore the cowboy boots, cowboy hat, walked around. A lot of action that week. A lot of action.
That's when he went to Reno and dressed up as a cowboy, or as a, what do they call that when you like a bull rider or whatever? It's what's that called?
I don't go that in depth in knowledge. I was just a cowboy.
Yeah, but when they come to town, like
rodeo.
The rodeo. Yeah, the rodeo was in Reno, and Fezzik dressed up as a rodeo cowboy so he could bet as much as he wanted.
It's a PBR, man.
That is what you're dealing with here, guys. And listen, here's the beauty of it. You listen to Straight Out of Vegas, he's on your side. You don't listen, you're going against him. You don't want to do that. When we come back, we're going against Jonas. Jonas's best bet and my best bet that we're actually going to probably play on. I don't think anyone's fading me.
He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show. You always want it, and it's money-making time on Super Bowl Sunday next year on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
From a hot air balloon landing on a car to a load of concrete falling on one, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we will have RJ Bell's best bet on Super Bowl 53.
Yeah, it's a prop, baby. Jonas, you can either pick winners or fade losing bets. And you are the consummate Joe. So I think it really makes sense for us to say, make your best bet to the nation. And then Brad Fezzik and I are going to bet $500 against it. And I'm going to tweet it out at RJ in Vegas, the ticket, before kickoff. Go.
I think the best bet for Super Bowl 53 is Rob Gronkowski over 4 receptions. He's most likely going to retire after the game. He's got one bullet left in the chamber. May as well fire it off and let her rip. I think Brady gets him involved. I think they've had conversations. I've got Rob Gronkowski over 4 receptions in his final NFL game. I think he digs deep and I think he fights through it.
This is a teaching moment. Before you're locked into a bad bet, walk away. Joan is just out of, I don't know how he did it, but that's a good bet. Now, it feels square. So it's weird. It's kind of that broken clock is right twice a day kind of thing. Is because Gronk is a guy, if anything, his reputation versus his truth is probably the most disparate, where his rep is high, but he's not that great of a receiver anymore. So you would think Jonas is going over, of course, right? But boy, he said it in his handicap. Why has Gronk's yardage receptions dropped off this year? Some of it is his skills have dropped off, but some of it is he's not getting a lot of passes thrown to him. Brady's using him, and Bill Simmons uses this analogy. It's like a car. It's like a 69 Chevy in that you only bring out of the garage if it's 72 degrees and there's no precipitation, right? But imagine if you sold the car, but you have it for one more day and you have the money in your pocket already of that 69 Chevy. I don't care if it's hailing out there. You're probably going out, right? So if this is Gronk's last game, and I think we all agree, then I think even he is going to, it's not like, oh, bang up the rent-a-car or whatever. It's he'll want to leave it all on the field. So I expect more passes to Gronk than we've seen in a long, long time. Do you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
Lovin', that's what happened against Kansas City. He got 6 catches for 79 yards. He's made out of plexiglass. He's going to get broken if he did it every week. One more time. Break out the roadster.
So, Jonas, we're going to give you a kudos, a hat tip. We're not fading it, but we got to fade something. So give us your second best bet, and no matter what, even if it's somehow sharp, we're fading it.
Oh, trust me, there's plenty more where this came from. Let me open up my fanny pack that I got at Whiskey Pete's a couple of weeks ago at State Line. And what do we got here? Oh, total number of players to attempt a pass in Super Bowl 53, over under 2.5. I'm taking the over. If it's not a fake punt, it'll be a wide receiver throw. It'll be something. We've seen it from the Rams all year long. The Patriots can get tricky as well, too. I've got over two and a half players to attempt a pass at Super Bowl 53.
Book it, baby. We're going the other way, Fez, right?
Absolutely. And what I love about fading this is Johnny Ecker, the punter for the Rams, just faked a punt last week. So given he faked the punt, we're getting value going against this.
All right, guys, $500. We're betting against Jonas. We'll see what happens on Monday, 6 o'clock Eastern, our regular Straight out of Vegas.
All right, next up here, RJ Bell, the voice of Vegas. It is best bet time, a prop bet. What do you got in Super Bowl 53?
This, to me, is the most amazing stat of the week. We've said it a few times. It bears repeating, and it segues into a good prop. Patriots, 8 Super Bowls, first quarter. So that's 8 quarters. 3 points combined scoring. Literally the first 7 Super Bowls, the Patriots had 0 points in the first quarter. And they had 3 last week or last season against the Eagles. They've been outscored 24-3. That's amazing. Think about that. Is the average score, divide 24 by 8, is 3. Divide 3 by 8, you've got point whatever. So the average score has been 3-0. Patriots losing with 8 Super Bowls. Now, over under for the first quarter, total points, 10.5. Now remember, 10's a key number. Field goal, touchdown, we still win. So it's going to take either three scores or two touchdowns. I don't think it happens. RJ Bell, best bet, under 10.5 points in that game. We've got another minute or so. You know, this is one. Mackie did some good work here in pregame.com research. Let's talk about this. Belichick, we've talked about the same 8 Super Bowls. How has he stopped the opposing team? And we looked at quarterback, number one running back, number one receiver for the opposing team, 8 games. Here's what we see. Belichick says, you're not going to run on me. You're not going to run. Running backs had less attempts, rushing yards, receiving yards, receptions, rushing TDs, everything. Running backs down arrow. Quarterback up arrow. Pretty much everything. Completions, yards, TDs, etc. But the number one receiver for the opponent of the Pats had less yards, 9 less yards, which is significant. So here's what Belichick is saying. Best way to end the show. He will stop the run. He's going to make you pass to beat him, but you can't have the comfort of your number one receiver. You're going to have to do it left-handed. To me, that's what I expect in this game, and I think Woods is going to be the key second wide receiver. If he plays well, it looks like the Rams. If he doesn't, looks like the Pats. I lean Pats.
Mark Willard and Rich Ohrenberger are next here on Fox Sports Radio. We are straight out of Vegas, back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.